is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden will go to Detroit next week to show his support for striking auto workers. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details from the White House.
He was invited by the head of the United Auto Workers Union to join union members on the picket line, and he plans to do just that on Tuesday. Posting on social media, the president said, it's time for a win-win agreement that keeps American auto manufacturing thriving and well-paid UAW jobs. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is and has always been a union guy.
We will do anything, everything that we possibly can to help in any way.
President Biden's visit will come the day before former President Trump will also visit striking workers. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Parts of the East Coast are preparing for heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding with Tropical Storm Ophelia in the Atlantic. Beaches in North Carolina and Virginia are already seeing dangerous surf and rip currents. More from Weather Channel's Alex Wilson.
Ophelia set to make a mess of a lot of folks' weekends. As of the latest update, we now have hurricane watches in addition to tropical storm warnings across sections of the Carolina and Virginia coastline, expecting heavy rain as well. Some areas could see 3 to 5 inches of rainfall.
Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are facing federal corruption charges for allegedly accepting bribes. The Democrat from New Jersey denies any wrongdoing. The latest from CBS's Willie James Inman.
The charges stem from a years-long public corruption investigation into Senator Menendez, who's the current chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Really, the allegation here is that he abused the public trust, that he used this official position and he used it to increase his own bank account and his wife's bank account.
In a statement, Senator Menendez says prosecutors are misrepresenting the normal work of a congressional office, calling the claims against him false. He says he's confident the matter will be successfully resolved once all the facts are presented.
The Ukrainian military has confirmed it struck the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in occupied Crimea. The building appears to have been hit by at least 2 missiles, causing extensive damage. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports.
This is clearly a continuation of Ukraine's tactic of specifically targeting sites in occupied Crimea. But the apparent direct hit of Russia's naval headquarters in Sevastopol is hugely symbolic. There is also a connection between this missile strike and Ukraine's continued counteroffensive further north. What they are trying to do is frustrate Russian supply lines and isolate swathes of occupied territory in the hope that troops will run out of supplies.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Kristen Bride.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Well, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bride.
Hello, hello, hello. It is here. It is my last day for a while being in the big chair.
Yep.
Welcoming you at 10 a.m. But we're here. It's a little surreal.
I'm sure it is. There's got to be a lot of different things running through your head.
It's going to be a little weird waking up on Monday and be like, oh, I don't have to prep for a show.
Right. I might call you anyway.
Yeah. I may call in and be like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
I don't like that. By the way, I want to throw this in there. John from Menominee Falls, our friend, already texted.
Okay.
844-967-2789. Just wanted to offer my prayers and best wishes to Kristen and her husband for a quick and complication-free delivery. Enjoy your time with your little one. We look forward to having you back when you are ready.
Oh, thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Well, and that is a good preview to our second hour today at 11. My husband, Michael Sampson, will be here.
Papa Sampson.
Papa Sampson. That's funny because when I think Papa Sampson, I think of his father, Bruce Sampson. But yeah, certainly he will be Papa soon. It was funny. We watched the new Adam Sandler movie that stars his two daughters.
Oh.
Well, really stars his younger daughter, who was excellent. And so it's called You're So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. And it's a coming of age. There's certainly adult humor in it, but it's definitely for teenagers, and it's exactly what it's about. You think it's about. It's about teenage girls who are Jewish and the emphasis they put on their bat mitzvah, but also just the drama of being a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
And boyfriends and crushes and friends who hurt your feelings. And it's funny because especially when Mike is hungover, people are like, you kind of look like Adam Sandler. And so watching Adam Sandler play a dad to his actual child in this movie about preteen girls. And I just kept looking at Mike. I was like, are you ready for this for 13 years from now to deal with this kind of like emotional drama?
Seriously. Seriously, it's going to be a journey.
It will be a journey. At least we got a little while before. We have a lot of sweet years of them loving us before they stop ruining my life.
I hate you.
I hate you forever.
Why did you have me? Yeah.
But yes, at 11 o'clock, Michael Sampson's going to join us. We're going to play a quick game between the four of us. Because, of course, Greg Bach is on the board right now.
Hello.
Hello. So we're going to play a quick, you know, like a fun baby shower type game.
Excellent.
And
you can play along at home.
And you can play along at home. And then we're going to take calls from all of you and see what, if you love giving unsolicited advice, and some people really do love doing that.
For sure.
We are soliciting it today. We want your advice. We would love to hear from you. I already got one last night of the advantages of teaching your baby sign language.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And I didn't have time to do a deep dive, but I went and there's like, it's literally like babysignlanguage.com. And I was like, oh, and it's so they can communicate before they can actually talk. So it can just be like more or done or just certain words.
Cool.
So they, instead of just having an emotional breakdown, they can tell you like, and they, according to the website, you can start at like 6 months.
That's pretty good.
So I'll report back.
I will be very curious about that.
We'll report back on baby sign language and how effective it is.
Well, now I'm going to go to that website. I'm curious.
Yeah, check it out. And so, so we're going to have a lot of fun in the second hour today. And then, of course, because our crossover, our civic media host crossover today is with Jane.
Yes.
And so you, you'll pick out, you already picked out your best, worst, and weirdest stories of the week.
I did.
So we'll get to that at 10:30, and then we'll do head-to-head with you two on a headline quiz.
I'm not worried.
I don't think you should be.
I'm terrified.
If you guys make this, like, if you guys choose to keep that segment and make it hyper-competitive by the time I get back, I would be very impressed. Just win serious prizes and tournament style, like, process of elimination.
No, we'll need to go.
I lost my car.
And it'll need its own theme song, and we'll see how far we develop this while you're gone.
Absolutely. All right, well, I thought I'd get one more rant in.
You haven't really had a good rant in a while.
I haven't had a good rant in a while, and this is not a rant about Wisconsin politics. This is not a rant about really federal politics, like congressional politics either. This is a rant about how much I just feel like America sells out its citizens sometimes. And it's a rant about my frustration with the idea of how many people subscribe to this idea of personal responsibility. And yet the odds are so stacked against us in this country to treat your body well. So I'm surprised I haven't heard this more, but this is I read this in Washington Post. But many junk foods, many of today's unhealthy foods that we think about, and we were joking about this yesterday, is the foods that you want to eat when you're depressed,
right?
Potentially going to make you more depressed.
Yes.
But many of today's unhealthy foods were brought to you by Big Tobacco.
Big Tobacco.
Big Tobacco.
How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
A new study suggests that tobacco companies, who were very skilled, as we all know, at marketing cigarettes,
they're fine,
used similar strategies to hook people on processed food. So for decades, tobacco companies hooked people on cigarettes by making their products more addictive, similar to opioids and pharmaceutical companies,
right,
and Sackler and Purdue. But now, a new study suggests that tobacco companies may have used a similar strategy to hook people on processed foods. Because I didn't know this, but in the 1980s, Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds acquired the major food companies Kraft, General Foods, and Nabisco.
Wow.
Allowing tobacco firms to dominate America's food supply and reap billions in sales from popular brands such as Oreo cookies, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Lunchables, Teddy Grahams.
All the stuff that's crap for you.
And by the 2000s, they had basically spun off all the food companies and had exited the food industry. But as we know, I mean, I don't know what your guys' pantries looked like. I mean, we're a little bit age difference, but like the 80s and 90s, my brother and I talk about this all the time. The stuff, the crap in our house. Sorry, Mom. But like, you know, like we had a fridge that was just soda. We had a cabinet that was just candy. We had snacks all the time. And like luckily we have pretty good genes and we played a lot of sports.
Right.
But like we just had, there was like processed food.
Everywhere.
Kool-Aid. Think about Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. We lived on Kool-Aid.
I'm thinking about Kool-Aid right now.
And so the new research, so this is, it's published by the journal Addiction, and that's the name. The name of the journal is Addiction, and it focuses on the rise of hyper-palatable foods, which contain potent combinations of fat, sodium, sugar, and other additives that drive people to crave and overeat them.
Yes, you want more.
And it's the same thing. I know when Super Size Me came out and the research they had done on that, on like what is in McDonald's fries, and it's sugar. And sugar is addictive. And the fact of like what the sugar lobby, because, and cornstarch specifically, because we make so much corn in this country.
Right.
And
corn syrup is in everything.
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 And so the Addiction found that in the decades when the tobacco giants owned the world's leading food companies, the foods that they sold were far more likely to be hyper-palatable than similar foods not owned by the tobacco companies.
Wow.
And so in the past 30 years, hyper-palatable foods have spread rapidly into the food supply, coinciding with a surge in obesity and diet-related diseases. And so we talk about how America, like people are, like obesity is a huge problem.
It is a huge problem.
But is it a huge problem because people can't control themselves or because of what affordable food actually looks like and has been allowed to look like in this country?
And what's in the affordable food? Yeah.
And I just saw this and it's like, and I don't know if it didn't make more waves because, oh yeah, of course.
I think that's probably part of it. Is it a surprise that big tobacco would have no problem with getting Americans hooked on other things that are bad for them? I'm shocked.
And know how bad it is for them and just be like,
and yeah, whatever. Hey, that's what they want. We're just giving the people what they want.
Well, and as someone who just traveled abroad,
yep.
How different did you feel when you were eating in England or Portugal? Like, how different did your actual body feel?
Well, and I don't know if it's partly the climate, because England was cold and rainy, and when we're there, it's always cold and rainy. But certainly in Portugal, the tomatoes taste different. Mm-hmm. The bread tastes better. And we were talking to a couple expats from England, and they're both in their late 70s. And he's been in Portugal for about a decade. And he said, I'm healthier now than I've probably been in 40 years. Yeah. Because the food here is so much better for you.
Well, and that's what I talk to people who will go to Italy and just binge on pasta and pizza and wine and will lose weight.
Yeah.
Than when they're living in America.
Because again, it's fresh produce. It's not, there's no snackables. There's very little of that stuff, but still there's a lot of ham. There's a lot of, they eat a lot of pork. There's a lot, but it's just different.
And it's just, and I'll talk a little bit more about how I find this so frustrating as far as when it comes back to this idea of personal responsibility, when it comes to anything that is addictive that gets pushed on us, whether it was opioids, alcohol, processed food, just the consumer mentality in general in this country, and that you as an individual are supposed to be strong enough to withstand billion-dollar industries and million-dollar ad campaigns pressuring you and trying to convince you to consume all of these things.
But you have no willpower.
But it's your fault. You're
well,
fat.
That's
and
right.
It's your fault. You're poor.
Yep.
And it's your fault that you're addicted to any variety of things.
You have no willpower. You're not strong enough. You have to get stronger. You got to be tougher.
All right. I told you it was going to be a rant. And it's not even a rant directed at anyone except the people who allow this to happen, which is basically all of politics, because we could change this, and yet we don't. So we'll talk a little bit about the FDA after that.
Get it off your belly,
and then we're
going
to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
But if you have thoughts on this, does this surprise you? Does this surprise you that big tobacco's behind some of the most addictive bad food in our culture? 844-967-2789. Give us a text. Give us a call. And we'll be back right after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low in the mid-60s. More clouds for the weekend, the wind picking up, scattered showers and storms. Upper 70s for the high Saturday, around 70 Sunday. At times, we'll see wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Currently, it's 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Bill.
Great, great show, as always, Matt. So don't you think this is just evidence of the desperation of the Republican Party? They know they're on a losing side. They know what they've already done, much of it illegal. So they just keep on crossing the side of the law and just performing anything they think they can get away with. The problem is, many of them, even in Wisconsin, know they probably won't get away with much of anything anymore because they're going to be called out. The other night, I heard this called the greatest crime in history, what happened with our election. 300 people, correct me if I'm wrong, are incarcerated. There's at least 100 to 200 more to follow. They know this is all happening. They know this is all going down, but they're like rats in a rain barrel. Having anything, trying anything. Well, they got less than a year, and it's...
Right. You're fading in and out, Bill, so I'm just going to respond. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. And let me tell you, let's get down to some of the details. Let's get down in the weeds to how to stop this, because we're calling it out. We call it out on this network and we call it out on this show. But here's the deal. You know, they're going after Megan Wolf saying she decided to have drop boxes. She didn't decide to have drop boxes. That was the commission voted on that. It was upheld. And then a Waukesha judge shut it down after the election. And they're accusing Megan Wolf, the administrator, during the election of following the procedure and the mandate from the commission itself. So let's cut through this. Here's what to do. It may not be that Voss actually submits this resolution to the floor. Nothing can go to the floor without the speaker approving it. He knows Janelle Branchon. Janelle Branchon has personally attacked him. He excluded her from a caucus. She's attacked the Republican leadership. So she may be such a nut that he doesn't do anything about it. That may be. I hope that's the case. But if they do decide to go to the floor with an impeachment, like the Protasiewicz impeachment, if they try to go through with that, they try to go through to any impeachment where the person being impeached has not committed a crime and has not done anything corrupt in office. The correct procedure is someone, and we have a number of nonprofits that do this, you bring an immediate action for declaratory judgment and an injunction to say that this is an unconstitutional impeachment. You stop the impeachment at the beginning. You don't let it go forward and then just remove her from office and then have the Senate sit for 3 years thinking about it. They can't impeach. It's a nullity. It's an illegal impeachment if the subject of the impeachment has not committed a crime or has not committed a corrupt act in office. Now, where does that go? If it ends up in Waukesha County, they will go with the Republican Party. You file it and you ask for original jurisdiction. Maybe you file it in Dane County. You say, I want original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has the power to grant that. It's very rare. It's not favored, but it is lawful. Take original jurisdiction of any impeachment by this legislature and look at it. Put in a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction staying it. Set oral argument and briefing on a very concise schedule, 20 days, 30 days. And after argument, enjoin the impeachment. Enjoin Voss. Then you enjoin LeMahieu for even talking about conviction and removal. You enjoin the leadership. And my advice always is add the clerk. The clerk, the Republican clerk in the assembly as a defendant, and enjoin him or her from processing it, period. Stop the impeachment in its tracks. What are the lines? Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean?
So much for the alert. I already, just as soon as you were done talking, I called my representative and say, don't you sign that petition. I hope you're smart enough to realize not to enjoin in this illegal activity, explain the reasons why, and they thanked me very much for the call. And I just want to encourage other people to say the same thing, because then they'll realize that we are watching and documenting the illegal activity they're approving or doing in our state. Thank you so much, Matt. You have a great weekend, and thanks for the update. Bye.
Yes. Thank you, Jean, and thank you for doing that. And let me commend that to everybody listening. Jean does that a lot, and she couldn't provide phone numbers for everybody's legislator because you're all in different legislative districts. But keep your legislator's number handy, even if it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever it is. And if anything like this comes up, and it just did come up, and it's coming up with Protasiewicz too, call them. Even if you get staff, call them. They keep a record of that. They keep a record of opinion. And if they get outrage calls from people, their first and only objective is to stay in office. They will sell their soul to the devil, some of them, just to stay in office. You call them and you say, you're not going to impeach Megan Wolf. That's illegal. She's a very, very good administrator, and she's committed no crimes, done nothing wrong, and you can't do it just so you can put in a hack and cause chaos. Now, you'd make that call to a Republican legislator. But wherever you are, just confront them and say that. If they get enough calls, they get nervous. They get very nervous. And this particular one is probably able to be stopped because Voss can't stand Janel Branchen, and Janel Branchen can't stand Voss. And speakers don't like it when somebody disses them, insults them, and opposes them. And he threw her out of a Republican caucus. That is very rare. It's very, very rare because speakers depend on the caucus for their votes. So we have the tools there to stop this thing. But I like Gene's comment, and I salute Gene. Call your legislator and tell them, knock it off. We're tired of this. It's an illegally rigged legislature, and now they are doing illegal things to keep themselves in office. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. As the United Auto Workers expand their week-old strike, this striker's picketing in Westchester, Ohio.
They had retirees. They lost some of their pension. They lost their retirement fund. And we're just trying to get that stuff back.
UAW workers walked out of dozens of more factories belonging to GM and the parent company of Chrysler across some 20 states, but not against Ford. Along the East Coast and a bit inland.
It's going to be a miserable weekend in terms of weather in the Northeast. It'll either be raining incredibly heavily, or there'll be a brief pause, and then it'll pick right back up again with driving rain and wind.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson, very influential Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, criminally indicted for a second time. The first ended in mistrial. now.
The indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence, including his leadership role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to benefit the government of Egypt in various ways.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I hear the train a-coming. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. I see you there. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. Randall of Portage, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Randall of Portage.
Hey, Matt. I used to be a member of AFSCME. I was a state employee, and back when AFSCME was in full force, we'd have lobby days, and small groups of us would go into the Capitol and speak with our senators and representatives. And I asked more than one representative and senator, how many calls would it take to get your attention on a particular topic? And this was 10 years ago or so. He said 14. All it takes is 14 people to get their attention. So I hope all your callers call their senator and representative, because all we need is 14 to move the needle.
Right. Randall, that's a terrific call. That's a terrific call with firsthand information, and it backs up the instinct of Jean of Eau Claire, who calls people all the time. 14 is a doable number. In fact, there could be a lot more. And let me tell you, my impression is, if they get a barrage, if people are really ticked off, like if they go ahead and try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf, they can get 25 or 50 calls, and they're going to tremble. They're worried about that because every call probably represents 10 or 20 people who don't bother to call but are very angry. Randall, that's a terrific. Thanks a lot. Go to the next caller, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks a lot. What's on your mind at Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday to you, Matt. Go Badgers tonight, by the way. When you think the Republican Party can go no lower, they do, and I'm beginning to think it's a bottomless pit. I call my assembly person and state senator earlier in the day, and believe me, they are getting more than a few calls on this situation, because Megan Wolf has done nothing wrong, and Judge Janet was elected for a purpose, and that's fair maps, and she was elected by a landslide in this state. 10-11% is a landslide. So I hope people do what Jeannie said and what I did and your caller before me, and call your assemblyman and your state senator and voice your opinion. And it's pretty easy to do. If nothing else, you can Google the numbers, you know. So, all right.
Excellent.
Again, go Badgers. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Thanks. Go Badgers. Excellent. Excellent call. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Tom of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hey, thanks very much. I do agree with your callers about telephone calls. It doesn't take much time. It takes as much time as complaining to your friend or your brother-in-law, so why not do it? And I was listening to WORT this morning, and they were laughing at the fact that Tom Tiffany, during the Merrick Garland hearing, approached him and said, why didn't you send me back a response 2 months ago when I wrote you a letter about the naked bike ride in Madison? And they were just laughing about him, like, because there was apparently an underage child that was part of it. Their parents brought her.
That was terrible. Right. That was terrible. Right. Right. Yeah. Tom, thanks a lot for calling. And two things. One is, you're absolutely right. Calls matter. And I have no idea what Tiffany's involvement was with receiving calls. The naked bike ride over there was disgusting. There was a 10-year-old girl. And the 10-year-old girl, and she was naked, and nobody got prosecuted. And the DA asked for an opinion from the Wisconsin Law Faculty, which is my alma mater. Some guy there said, well, as long as it wasn't intended to be sexual, that's okay. Well, no, it's not okay. It was posted on Facebook, the picture was, and the people in the crowd watching her, it absolutely had a sexual intent. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Well, it seems to me that these members of the legislature that are calling for the impeachment of Megan Wolf should have signed up for the latest limbo competition, because they can probably go pretty low in doing that, considering the way they're acting politically.
Right.
Excuse me. It's amazing they're not going after Bob Spindel, then, who actually signed up
right.
and signed a fraudulent document along with his co-conspirators and all the other co-conspirators, and that should be, you know, which some of the members that are on this impeachment committee going after Megan Wolf were probably in on that, in the conference call on that as well. It's how they can do that.
Right.
Sorry, my voice has gone hoarse right now, but.
Yeah. No, you know, that you just raise an excellent question. We keep forgetting about, not me and not you, but a lot of people keep forgetting about the fake electors. You know, they got to be prosecuted. But over and above that, the hypocrisy, and Voss has not signed on yet to the impeachment of Megan Wolf. I got to emphasize that. It's Janelle Branch and four other clowns. So five clowns from their caucus. But for Voss to do something like that, when he's the guy who set up the conference room and the meeting for the fake electors, and when you have guys like Senator Ron Johnson saying Megan Wolf's got to go, Ron Johnson's got to go. The problem is we got him for five more years. And this is a guy who had the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan and Wisconsin, apparently, and try to funnel them to Pence. And Pence is, you know, he's no paragon of virtue. He chickened out because he realized what a big deal it would have been. So these are the clowns you have. Janelle Branchon is a conspiracy theorist saying that Biden didn't win. There was fraud, and the fraud, you know, when everybody listening to this calls as assembly person, I hope you do. It's a very, very simple call. Impeachment in Wisconsin is only legal. The legislature can only legally do it if the person they're impeaching has committed a crime or corruption in office. And none of these people have committed crimes or corruption in office. Actually, Janet Protasiewicz hasn't done anything in office. They were going after her before she'd even sat on a case. And she won by 11 points. And Megan Wolf advises almost 2,000 clerks in the state. And clerks like the one in Janesville come and say, it'll be chaos without her. And I'm getting back to what I've said before. The Republican game plan to get the presidency next time is a combination of violence and threats of violence, chaos and fraud. The violence stems from January 6th, where Trump saying that attacking people personally, saying Jack Smith's deranged. These are code words to lone wolves to go out and do something. Jack Smith had to sell his house, and his family is being protected 24/7. This has got to stop. Chaos. This is exactly right. If you have a different, if you have an excellent election administrator, you try to get rid of her any way you can, so you can put in an incompetent and perhaps dishonest, corrupt individual who will give bad advice and try to shut down student voting in particular, as well as minority voting in Milwaukee. So that's number two. And fraud, this is legislation like in Texas, where the only Democratic county, the biggest one and the only one, Houston, Harris County in the state, its elections aren't certain. If there's a result that the Secretary of State, who's a right-wing Republican nut, doesn't like, he can hold another election and then another election and another election till people get tired of voting. In Florida, they prosecuted people who were felons, who served their time, and a resolution, a constitutional amendment, provided that felons who served their time could vote. So they go and vote. Frequently, their local voting district sends them an invitation to come vote. The Republican Supreme Court interpreted it as, well, surely the voters, when they approved that constitutional amendment, must have meant that in addition to serving their time, they have to pay their fines. It doesn't say that. And the fines, you may not know this because I'm sure very few, if any, people listening to this have ever been convicted of a felony, but there are always costs associated with it. It can be restitution. It can be a lot of other costs in the tens of thousands of dollars at a minimum. And the average felon getting now can't even get a job. So he goes in, votes, and then they prosecute him again. This is happening in America right now because the Voting Rights Act was thrown out it's going on almost 20 years ago in Shelby v. Moore, and crooked Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote, 5-4. And that is what is happening. The triumvirate here is violence, chaos, and fraud. And that is what they are doing. Speaking of fraud and chaos, especially chaos, House of Representatives, McCarthy sent them home for 4 days. We shut down the government in 8 days. And for four of them, they're off screwing around somewhere. 4-day weekend, because nobody in his caucus is willing to jump over and say, all right, let's involve a few Democrats and pass something. They won't do it because he thinks that he is not going to stay on as Speaker. Okay, Sharkey of Racine. Thank you for calling, Sharkey of Racine. You have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Sharkey of Racine?
Well, I want to thank you for your broadcast and your information. So much to be said, and I'm not a scholar in this area, but I do know that you spoke of the arrangements that was persecuted or done for, or set up for the deal with the vote. Our boss was actually setting up the location and the room and the whole shop. That's party to a crime.
Right.
Obviously. On a very simple basis, it's party to a crime. And then, you know, we go further, and it's like, how in the right, anybody in the right mind have to push their people of the state to get them so full of anxiety, sadness, anger, and this is going to pay a price. This is going to pay a price. It is already. We know. And, you know, I look back, too, at Johnson. Now, Johnson, the same difference, I mean, there's so much material on him. I remember going back in 2013, when there was some question about a staffer in Johnson's office where he failed to report sexual molestation to one of his staffers. I mean, people need to read these things. They're all out there. Any major article out there, you can get it, you know, arm's length to talk about the Johnson situation. I mean, what are we waiting for in Wisconsin? Maybe you can address that, because the wait is terrible. Just terrible to have Johnson. Johnson needs to go, and he needs to also have to look at the other 10 or 12, whoever it is. And if it is going to be Voss in the 12, you know, moving the boats around, let it be, you know.
That's an excellent call, Sharkey. Thank you very much. Invite you to call again. Let me tell you that. The thing about Johnson, there was a development on him today. Remember that the Senate, unlike the House, is not in chaos, and there was a bipartisan agreement on keeping the government open and spending. And the Republicans put in what's called the minibus, M-I-N-I-B-U-S, a cluster of amendments so that everybody could go up or down, and they either pass or they don't, and that's it. And we can get going. In other words, designed to accelerate the process. This character, Johnson, sort of like Tuberville did with the flag officers, objected. He said, I want every one of them discussed separately, and every one of them on the merits, to take a couple of days for each. He said, we can do it in 30 days. That's what he said. 30 days. We got 8 days till the 30th of September, and the clown goes 30 days. Fortunately, today, it turns out that Moscow, Mitch, and the rest beat him up, and he didn't change anything, but apparently there's some sort of vote that overrode what he was trying to do, a sneaky thing that he was trying to do. But this guy is a tumor. I mean, this guy is not advancing. I think of the days of Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson, and think of guys like, Herb Kohl. And I mean, and there was a time, now this is admittedly in the far distant past, where there must have been some Republican senators who are halfway decent. But what's happening right now, Ron Johnson has thrown his lot in with the MAGA caucus in the House and the Freedom Caucus. And he's doing everything he can to impart chaos and disruption in our government and to shut it down. His intent is to shut it down. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low in the mid-60s. More clouds for the weekend, the wind picking up, scattered showers and storms. Upper 70s for the high Saturday, around 70 Sunday. At times, we'll see wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Currently, it's 66.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development with Clarence Thomas, and not a good one. It was just publicized today that Clarence Thomas has appeared on at least two occasions as a speaker at a Koch Brothers umbrella organization donor event, a donor event. And here are the facts on it. Turns out that there's this donor group, and it's called Stand Together, the network, Stand Together, and it's comprised of a couple of other groups with the same objectives as Koch. One of them is Americans for Prosperity. Collectively, they share the same buildings, all of these subgroups in Arlington, Virginia. In 2021, they raised $700 million. Yes, $700 million. They have 1,000 employees. Yes, 1,000 employees. And they also share leadership. The network is a concentrated operation. At these donor events, it's $100,000 to go, and it's millions to appear at a private dinner. And Clarence Thomas has done that on two occasions. He's spoken there at the dinner and hung out with all these guys, these billionaires, has not reported any of it on his disclosures, even though he's required by law to do it. The most recent one we know about was January 25th, 2018, in California. He has ruled in cases favorably to this donor group's position. And there is a case pending this year, in which one of the donor group has an interest as plaintiff. And this is a case where the Supreme Court is being asked to overrule a prior to Supreme Court case that upheld the power of administrative agencies to take certain actions without Congress first passing a statute on it. Let me explain that. Ever since Franklin Roosevelt, and ever since we became a wealthier, more powerful country, we have administrative agencies. We have the EPA, with the Food and Drug Administration, the FAA, you have all these agencies. You can't possibly have Congress pass a statute on everything that the agencies do. For one thing, they can't even pass a continuing resolution. They're fighting. But secondly, they don't have the time. So the Supreme Court 40 years ago said, well, the administrative agency has this power because it's part of the executive power. The President of the United States appoints these people as experts. They have public hearings. Their commissioners vote on it. It's public disclosure. If a member of Congress doesn't like something, they can communicate it to them. That's how a modern government works. That's how European governments work, and that's how our governments work. In 1980, one of the Koch brothers, I think the one who passed away, there's only one Koch, I think it's David Koch. He ran for president or vice president as a libertarian, and his platform was get rid of the Department of Energy, get rid of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and get rid of the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. If you can imagine, if you want cowboy drugs, fake drugs, no cleanliness of meat, all that kind of, these people are nuts, okay? They're flat out nuts. Now, they're back at it again, but this time they're bringing it as a constitutional claim. And Clarence Thomas is at their donor events and meets with these people and doesn't disclose it. That is crooked. That is corrupt. What's happened is Clarence Thomas grew up, I think, in South Carolina in a very racist environment, very poor. The sisters, one of the religious orders of Catholic nuns, educated these kids, black kids. The people in town called them the N-word, the nuns. They'd say they were the N-nuns. That's how disgusting the atmosphere was down there. So I am disposed to be really a fan of Clarence Thomas in terms of what he overcame. Went on to school, put up with all that garbage. Thank God he had some good mentors. But I got to say, I got to call this. He is on the take. For 20 years, he's been on the take. Not just going on fancy vacations, although he's done that. Not just having his mother's house paid for and have a new roof and so forth. Not just having the tuition at a boarding school paid for a great nephew who he's raising as a son. And not just because Jenny Thomas gets hundreds of thousands of dollars from this network for, it's not clear what service she provides. I mean, consulting. Okay, well, you know, I could put out a, hang out a shingle and say I'm a consultant and nobody's going to be sending me 800 grand. He sadly is selling power. He was treated badly growing up, and the kinds of people who treated him badly and ridiculed him and were wealthy now appear to be respectful. They invite him to stuff. They gravely listen to him. They're using him. So how do you stop this? Well, you could impeach him. If we had an honest Republican Senate, honest Republican caucus, you'd impeach him and convict him and remove him for fraud. Abe Fortas, back in 1967 and 8, was forced off the court, a Democrat, only because he'd accepted some payments, I think 25 grand from a businessman to advise him on something that had nothing to do with the court. This Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Dobbs to repeal Roe versus Wade, deciding vote in Citizens United 5-4, deciding vote in Shelby v. Moore, which got rid of most of the Voting Act. This is only the appearance of law. It's not legal. It's fraudulent. The Supreme Court, I talk about the six tarantulas, and the others have a lot of problems too. But the fix is in on the Supreme Court. If you go to the Supreme Court on one of these cases, you know how it's going to turn out. It's like a Russian court. The poor guy from the Wall Street Journal just appealed his sentence. And what happens is they call Putin and they say, what do you want us to do? And Putin goes, give him another 10 years. And so they say, get the hell out of here. Go back to jail. You're in for a longer time. That is happening in the United States. That is happening in the United States. The only alternative is to charge Thomas with a felony for bribery. And that should be done. But how much do you expect Merrick Garland to do, along with Trump and everything else he's doing right now? Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Signing off for today.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work, Kellen. Just so you know,
radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion
to your local civic media radio station, The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.